Hello, good evening. Now that we are finished in writing your goals and your ultimate goal, we are going to plan for our goals. We make a blueprint of your goal, your step-by-step on how you can make it real. Writing a goal and visualization is not enough. You have to take action, and by action also comes faith in every action that you make. First thing that you have to do is to develop your attitude through your goals. And the Bible said, ask and you will receive. If you ask, you have to believe that you can have it and you're always ready to receive it. It only means you are claiming your goal that is already yours. So you have to avoid distress sickness to make your plans work. Number one is complaining. Number two is blaming. And number three is excuses. You will be responsible in action, in your actions and in your results. If you fail, don't complain that you fail because you don't have the resources that you need. Remember that you are responsible in your actions. Opportunity will always follow difficulty, and every success, there is always a failure. Do not blame anyone if you fail. That because he did this and that, you are responsible with your actions. Avoid this blaming mentality. Your family did not support you. That is why you fail. It's not your family or friend's fault. You fail because of inaction. Do not make excuses. Like the common excuse, I have no time, it's not for me, I can't do it. They're Chinese, they have the blood to be successful in business. Excuses will only set your goals far away from you. Your goal is your responsibility. Second, to have that goal, you need the skills to get that goal. If you want to achieve your goal, be the best. How can you be the best? Train for the best and always give your best. Maybe your goal is to start a business. What skills do you need to start a business? Who can help you to start the business? How much time you need to make that business happen? To have that skills for a goal, you have to read books about business. Know leadership skills to train your people. Hire a coach that can help you to your business, or have a business partner. Or your goal is to become a writer. Read on how to write a book. Look also for a coach that could help you, or watch training videos. Information is easy nowadays. Take action immediately in your goals and put a timeline in your goals. When do you want to achieve it? But if it did not happen in the said timeline, that's okay. You can change your timeline. Brian Tracy said, there is no unrealistic goal, only unrealistic timeline. Know the skills that you need to achieve your goals. In every goal, you need skills to make it a reality. Also, keep on learning and improving yourself. And the best way to make your goal is to start. Achieving a goal now seems impossible, but once you have the skills and attitude, your confidence will give you the courage to face all the obstacles surrounding your goals. Believe in yourself and always trust in God in everything you do, and surround yourself with positive people, because the people around you will also help you to reach that goal. Thank you for listening, and God bless you guys.